While many mayors support the new housing supply bill, some say it won't work without better infrastructure funding. With us now is Anita Baker, Mayor of Porirua City Council, and Andrew Turner, Deputy Mayor of Christchurch City Council. Kia ora korua.
Morning.
Kia ora, good morning.
Anita, if I can start with you, your take on all of this. Are you supportive?
Yes, absolutely supportive. I think it's absolutely wonderful what they've done and they've come together.
Andrew.
Yeah, we've always supported the drive for improved housing affordability and supply, and anything that makes brownfield development, urban densification easier to avoid greenfield sprawl is something that we would support at a high level.
Andrew, you don't feel blindsided at all by this announcement. Certainly we understand in Wellington this was something that the City Council had come at them at a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, I mean, there was an element of surprise here. We weren't expecting necessarily this exact piece of work coming through, but we've had the NPS on urban development, you know, that was signalled over a year ago. We knew that this kind of thinking was going on. We're very aware of the national issues around housing. This really has just speeded up and intensified the NPSUD thinking. So in line with the government's position, and there are some things about this that are good. There are obviously some other areas where there are some concerns about unintended outcomes or how this might work for Christchurch.
Yeah, let's talk about some of that a little bit further. Anita, what do you see as the good bits here?
Well, the good bits are it's probably doing what a lot of developers are actually already doing in our city. They've got three-storey buildings going in, townhouses going in. As I put a picture up yesterday, it's working. Mm. It's infilling our houses already. We've got large sections in Porirua East, for example. You know, I door knocked there at the weekend, huge sections with a small house. There's plenty of room. It's not going to knock out the neighbour's sunlight.
But what do you see though as being some of the downsides or the unintended consequences here?
Well, the downsides are, well, people just get used to living in a different space. So we have pocket parks in all these different areas. So I actually don't see the downside as anything bad. I think for council, that it's the Three Waters infrastructure that we have to connect to. But I don't see anything bad with these houses.
From your perspective, Andrew, I suppose the difficulty here is that we don't quite know where the houses are going to be built. It's not like consenting for a whole development, which therefore can have the relevant infrastructure put in at the same time. So how is that going to be managed?
Yeah, the relationship with infrastructure and infrastructure funding in particular is quite a big part of this. You know, unlocking these planning regulations, making it easier to build more intensively is just one part of the puzzle. Infrastructure and particularly funding for infrastructure is another part. And I mean, I'm aware of the Infrastructure Acceleration Fund and so on, which will be helpful here. But yeah, planning is only one part of what's needed to unlock this greater intensification. If we're putting more homes into these urban areas, a greater degree of densification, then there's going to need to be greater capacity in services, infrastructure, in order to be able to accommodate that.
And also, though, it's not just about necessarily the roads and the services. It's also about things like schools and hospitals. How do you build capacity there?
Absolutely. So, I mean, some of that can be planned for. You know, schools, hospitals, yes. But equally, coffee shops and dairies and doctor's surgeries and commercial areas and all of those things that make a neighbourhood a place where residents can access those services locally. The NPSUD certainly enabled more intensive development around key activity centres, around local services. This, of course, means that people are not needing to travel so far to access those services, so that makes sense. But also, I'm keen to see how this would work in Christchurch around the relationship between urban development and transport. So greater intensification where those services already are, so that we're building neighbourhoods, intensifying neighbourhoods, but equally along transport corridors, which means we can make a whole lot more sense of public transport and active transport, cycleways and the like.
Appreciate your time, both of you. Andrew Turner, Deputy Mayor of Christchurch there. Also with us, Anita Baker, Mayor of Porirua.